League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in the house. It turned into a rhyme, but then I didn't have anything else.
Was that a rhyme?
No, it wasn't.
Or was that you just saying stuff?
It was me kind of saying things in a tone that could have been to a song, but then literally nothing followed it. So it was completely dead, just stupid and whatever. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of being sick, though I do feel like I've hit a good tone outside of me needing to clear my throat. I feel like my voice is at a good tone today. Like, let's
yeah,
stay
your there. Voice
let's
sounds much better than it has in the last like 2 or 3 days for
36
sure.
Years?
So. Yeah, for 36 years, you sounded terrible, and now you sound great. So.
I can't get over it. One of my favorite things that's happened to us of all time was when I would manically check our iTunes reviews. Because when you first start off, here's another podcast tip. You want to know what's going on. You know, you want to follow the, you want to know you're growing. You need to pay attention to your growth. But something that you might confuse is your iTunes reviews. And we did a lot of good stuff to try to make sure we got enough of them. You want to have a couple hundred. You want them to be as good as they possibly can, of course, because people will pay attention. But right around the time where we were heavy and I was heavy into paying attention, because I haven't looked in like a year and a half, and I won't look because I just don't care anymore. Yeah. We're at a point where I don't have to care and look at them and care what any of you scumbags say about us. But
Jesus.
I mean, the nice people. The scumbags are the ones that say mean things. I'm not talking to the people that are listening that love us. You don't count as a scumbag. If you immediately associated, like, is he talking to me? Maybe you're a scumbag. So I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
that's what I did. So maybe I'm a scumbag.
You're kind of a scumbag sometimes. I'm kind of a scumbag sometimes.
Damn it.
But the review we got where someone was like, they have high-pitched voices. And we were like, what? Like, I know we're not DVR. We're not Derek Van Riper or anything like that. But, like, we don't have high-pitched voices. We're not like,
dude, our
hey,
boy
everybody.
Blessing did an impression of me, and he sounded like Urkel.
No,
he was like, I guess it would have to be in a higher pitch, like, hey, everybody, welcome to In This League. I'm like, wow, yep, wow. That sounds like me.
You know, I got to admit, dude, people do give you kind of a Corolla treatment. There's like a, like there's a name. I don't know why. And I don't buy it, by the way. I don't, you know, we've been best friends for 20 years and literally 20 years now. And we've been doing, you know, podcasts and stuff for 5+. Like, you have a very distinctive voice, but I don't, when I don't think of it, I don't think of like nasally high pitched, like weird Corolla version.
It's higher pitched for sure, but it's not, I don't know that it's nasally.
No, it's
maybe
distinctive.
It's more nasally than, you know, most people or something, but I don't, I'm not Adam Carolla talking through, like, you have to kind of breathe through your nose to talk to like this. And I don't do that. So, I mean,
I was just working with Carolla last week.
My nose. I'm not a mouth breather, but I'm not like talk through my nose. So what did he sound like this? He's, why do we only have bottled water here? Why isn't there some regular tap water?
He did. I was helping his crew with this thing. And because I worked with Kroll a couple times and he was fun. Like one of the instances I worked with him, I didn't love the thing. I didn't get like comedy Corolla.
Yeah,
the energy. The aura didn't really
work. Your
aura is
just not good, man.
It didn't work. But he's fine. He's not. I've worked with worse people and he was fine. But then I had to help with this movie premiere thing that he was doing. And he actually told a couple really funny. I actually repeated them to you, I think, later that day because there was some funny stuff. And he was telling it was kind of the self-deprecation. And I think my favorite line, because I had a brief spell where I was like a big Corolla podcast listener, but then, you know, I just do some other stuff. He said a line, it just had, and I don't even think anybody else laughed, but it's just one of those things where it resonated with me so much. He just offhandedly went, I don't trust people with high self-esteem. And he just said it like that. And how he said it, I was just like trying to contain my crying laughter because I was like, yeah, he's like, I just don't trust you if you have high self-esteem. And I was like, totally, man. Totally. I'm with you. Let's go.
I love Ace it because we're in the, you know, everybody, you should feel great about yourself and all this stuff. And it's like, I don't trust you if you feel good about yourself. That's a terrible way to look at stuff. He's right. I used to love him and Kimmel on The Man Show killed it, man. They were always fun. Rogan and Stanhope were good too, but they were really, really good. Those guys, and that's what I'll always appreciate about Adam Carolla. I didn't really care about Loveline or the rest of his nonsense, but The Man Show was fantastic.
It was.
So, can you imagine trying to bring that back right now?
I mean, I told you the other day, like, I
remember they had the juggies that would jump up and down on the trampoline at the end of the show. Yeah, that ain't gonna be in wokeopoly. Where, I can tell you that
much. No. That would be like we'd have
you
to
watch
like an
two episodes of the man show, pay $2,000 fine, and go back to school.
I like that. Pay woke reparations. That's what it'll be called. I like that. You know what? Let's put that on the card. We're really gonna work on that this weekend. Completely stop all the other podcast stuff so we can work on wokeopoly. But I just completely lost where I was going. Where are those? Where are those now? Can we watch those online? Do you think those even exist?
The Man Show? They're probably on some Comedy Central, you know, whatever. So.
Well, I was telling you before, I went through this phase of just like a week ago. I was just watching all these old clips of like comedians going at each other, old like Opie and Anthony stuff and all those radio things. And just even 10 years ago, the stuff that would come out, you're like, whoa, you guys are still letting this be on the internet? You know, like things I heard Rogan say and stuff like that.
Can't take stuff off the internet once it's up there.
It doesn't. So. That's right. Word of advice for both of us. Let's go through our FanDuel lineups here. FanDuel lineups. We just did DraftKings. If you missed any of it, go back and listen. Podcast. You can listen on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, wherever. You know, we're in all the places. I think I'm trying to remember who FNTSY uses. Is it Megaphone or I don't remember. But we're all the places that podcasts are. It doesn't matter what app you use. Just search In This League. You'll see all of our other content and you'll see the radio show. And you can go back and listen to hour one to get our DraftKings lineup. What do you have on FanDuel box?
Well, you're gonna love this lineup here. I've got Matthew.
Wait, let me take
Stafford.
A guess real quick. You love your FanDuel lineup this week.
I love my FanDuel lineup. Right. Welsh. I got Matt Stafford at quarterback, 7,900, going up against the 31st ranked passing defense of the Raiders. Then I've got Dalvin Cook again. Zeke is my second back against the Giants. How can you not love that? My wideouts are Mike Evans and Tyler Lockett and Mohamed Sanu, 8,100, 7,500, 5,100. My tight end is Noah Fant. Not a surprise to anyone who's listened to me. My flex is Jalen Samuels at $5,000. And my defense is the Cleveland Browns at 4,300.
So, let's hear it again.
That is Stafford, Cook, Zeke, Evans, Lockett, Sanu, Fant, Samuels, Cleveland defense.
I think we've got three similarities in the lineups.
Three
of them. So here's my lineup, and then we can talk about deals and not deconstructing mine. At quarterback, I have got the Aaron Rodgers against the Clippers, very much into Aaron Rodgers, 8,100 this week. I've also got Zeke at 8,400 against the Giants. I'm picking up Lev Bell at 7,000 versus Miami. Actually, I was trying to get him in the DraftKings one, but I think it was like the fourth highest priced DraftKings running back, if I remember correctly, where he's like 10 or 11 on FanDuel. My wideouts, I have got, I rebrought DK Metcalf, so I've got him in both, but I was able to get Stephon Diggs at 7,900. So I do like Diggs in this. I like Diggs against Kansas City. And Mike Williams. Mike Williams against the against Green Bay. I was about to say the Clippers, but that's his team, the Chargers, against Green Bay. I put the most expensive tight end, Darren Waller, because no one is more consistent. At flex, I've got Jalen Samuels, and I've also got the Browns defense. So I saved $100 on it, but the lineup is Rodgers, Elliott, Bell, Diggs, Metcalf, Mike Williams, Darren Waller, Jalen Samuels, Cleveland Browns, lock it up.
Boy, I tell you, that Metcalf better pay off this week. He better get those two touchdowns again because you got him in both lineups, right?
He better. Oh, good. Just one touchdown. I do. Just one touchdown will be good. It's like it's Tampa. Yeah. I love this lineup. I love this matchup.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great matchup. That's for sure. So, and I hope he gets some double teams because I've got Lockett over there. Ooh, so, I mean, I think Russell Wilson threw for what, 187 yards last week, and 100 of it was to Lockett. So Lockett's fairly as guaranteed as you can get. Yeah. So two touchdowns going to Metcalf. That was like two catches for 13 yards and two scores. Like, I don't care about the yards at that point. Just give me them scores. Deals aren't that great. I mean, obviously the QBs always suck. It's Matt Moore, Trubisky, Case Keenum, and Brandon Allen are all the quarterbacks that are going to start and are below the poverty line. That is it. The flex options are running backs here. We've got Eckler at 6,500, Melvin Gordon, Frank Gore, a lot of the same names that we heard from last time. Singletary, Royce Freeman, Miles Sanders banged up. He's down here. Trey Carson actually more expensive here than he is on DraftKings, 5,700 when he was like 3,300 on DraftKings. So he's a real good deal on DraftKings, not so much on FanDuel, which is a rarity to see them cross over.
And the more important thing Williams about the price, because their prices are different, they're obviously different, but the range of players that Carson is in the bottom barrel on DraftKings, like he's still around, like Carson, would you say 5,700?
Yeah.
On, I mean, 5,700, he's still around a pretty significant crew, I think. Let me look.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Walton, Peterson, Sanders, McCoy's at 6,000.
Jamal Williams is 5,400. Yeah. Like, the crew that Carson is around is much different on FanDuel than DraftKings.
Exactly. And then the wideouts here, we've got below the poverty line, Alshon, Gallup, Sterling Shepard, Sutton because of Allen, Tyrell Williams down here, John Brown, Sammy Watkins, Golden Tate, Devontae Parker, Crowder's at 5,800, Terry McLaurin's at 5,700, A.J. Brown's at 5,500, Hunter Renfrow scored a long touchdown, he's at 5,400, your boy Zach Pascal, a deal here as well, 5,300, and DT, who I had in my lineup until Connor was out, 4,800, so not a bad deal for Demaryius Thomas either. Demaryius Thomas just seeing a lot of snaps still. So even if he's not getting the catches, he's seeing snaps. They're going to come at some point. And what better week than to come against Miami? So
did you see that Josh Gordon has been claimed?
Okay, by who?
We don't know. This is giving a little bit of insight into when we're recording this for everybody. But it has been reported that Josh Gordon has officially been claimed by a team, and that the team isn't announcing it until they can inform the released player.
Ah, okay.
Could it be my 49ers? Could you imagine?
I mean, it could be.
What would happen? What would I do? 49ers don't. Well, you know what? It's not the 49ers. You want to know why? Because
have you dropped them anywhere yet?
Nope, not a single place. Okay. It can't be the 49ers because they just lost Kwon Alexander, and they could have just put him on the IR and claimed Josh Gordon without issue.
Right.
So I've officially eliminated before. I mean, you guys seeing this, you already know, or hearing this, you already know. I have officially eliminated the 49ers from claiming Josh Gordon. So that is out. What is your speculation, sir?
For Josh Gordon?
Like, everybody knows listening to this right now. This is lame. I want to know.
The Packers.
People were, yeah, I saw McKechnie was talking about, like, if it were the Packers. Like, that's a speculation. Like, the Packers would be lit. Also, I'd point out a great video if you are curious on where Davante Adams is during practice. Davante Adams leaped over one of the coaches, like physically fully leaped over the player. So in my book, that's as good as probable.
The Twitter doctor over here has cleared him because he is able to jump over someone.
How about this, Bugs? I've got one. What? The Colts.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he obviously wouldn't play this week, but yeah, that's a good one too.
You don't think he played this week? Why not?
No, because he got claimed on Friday.
And who do the Patriots play?
The Pats play the Ravens.
Ravens claim him. So they can get him in and they can get the playbook stuff.
Dude, the Ravens can use him.
I know.
Ravens could use him. So I think it's better just in general, regardless of playbook nonsense, just get him in there and get him ready to go. So did you see Lev Bell saying that the Steelers were trying to trade for him?
I did. It's great news. He said on a podcast. Why don't you believe that?
Because they don't need a running back.
I mean, they kind of
do. They got James Conner. Well,
they don't have James Conner.
They could have used him this week, but Conner's out. But they've got Snell coming back in a couple weeks. They've got Jalen Samuels. And why would they purposely go through this to get rid of the cancer in the clubhouse, him and AB, and then immediately go back and trade for him?
I don't know. I mean, the thing I forget
is... I just
is,
don't believe it.
It's not like they could have just released. There's always a free agent after. It's one thing if they would have had him for a handful of games.
Right.
And who did they see? He say else? Was it... The Chiefs and the Texans?
I refuse to listen, so I didn't know. So,
oh, you won't listen to
that
the podcast?
That sounds right, though. The Chiefs and the Redskins tried to get him?
No, no. The Chiefs and the Texans.
You just said Chiefs and Redskins.
No, I said Texans.
So, okay. Well, the Texans make sense, too. Carlos Hyde, they're splitting it up between Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson. Why not give it to one guy? So
why is this
one good
dropping?
Guy.
Why aren't they telling us who he signed, who picked him up? I want to know.
You're going to get kidney stones waiting. So
I am. I don't know. I just know why I can't quit Josh Gordon. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, you are addicted to him. Let me ask you something. If Josh Gordon and Joel Embiid were fighting to the death.
Joel Embiid.
Okay. All right.
It's my guy. It's my son. I'm not going to go against my son.
What if Joel Embiid and Kelly Oubre were fighting to the death?
I mean, listen, Kelly Oubre came along later, so I can't. It's still Joel Embiid.
What if you and Jerry Rice were fighting to the death? Who do you root Ooh. For in a fight between yourself Ooh. And Jerry Rice?
I mean, it's close, but like self-preservation, I'd have to pick me. But here's where I would say if he had to be.
What if it was me versus Jerry Rice?
Ooh. You've lived a good life.
Oh, whatever.
You've had a good life. You've had
Damn
a good
it.
Life. You've had a good life.
Yeah,
right?
If you say so.
Yeah. Right. Oh, by the way, this literally came in this moment. The Seahawks. They claim Josh Gordon.
Oh, not only is it not your team, it's your division rival. Love it.
God dang it. All right, we got to go to break. Josh Gordon of the Seahawks. That's lame. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm done. Josh Gordon. I'm not releasing him, though. All right, hour two coming up. Or actually, we're in hour two. I'm sorry. We're going to do the picks. We got to do our picks. I'm completely lost on time. Don't go anywhere. Seahawks screwed me up. More on this later.
Josh Gordon.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking
and want to know how to make it your career.
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
What's up, friendos? Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Bogman, Welsh, you. And it is time for some Week 9 action. We've got lines, we've got over-unders, and by the look of things, doesn't look like Week 8 was too friendly to the Welsh. Bogman, looks like you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I went 9-5 against the spread and on the over-unders. So, you know, I'd been not so good recently, buckled down, got back to over 500 in both stuff and things here. So excited to be back on the winning track here. You weren't horrible, 5-9 against the spread, 6-8 on the over-unders. So you were under 500.
First week I was under 500 on my over-unders, but I am now officially under 500 picking against the spread.
Right. So
that's not good.
I mean, this was a difficult week, and there were a lot of coin tossy type of games. So some of them came down on my side this week.
I don't like
so,
that.
You know, we'll see how it goes. This week, another week that's kind of, there's going to be a lot of groaning when we're making the picks. I'll say that because I look at some of these lines. Yeah, see, already. And I go, oh, I don't know about that game. Oh, I don't know about that spread.
We both turned into like Bill Belichick. We're like,
well, yeah, we're moving on to week 10. It's week 9 is over. We're going to go to week 10. We're going to cut Josh Gordon. And we're going to do all the stuff and things.
But he's totally a good guy. Didn't do something wrong. Hidden labor.
He's the best guy I know. I love Bill. He's the best. I fly him down to Florida to get a nice massage every once in a while. He's my best friend.
All right, let's pick these stupid games. Let's start right off the top here. I got to get back on. I got to get back on the wagon here. I got to have a big week in my lines to get over 500. But I am still. I am still steadily in a really good spot on my over-under.
You're still my best friend. Oh. You wanna? I'm going to send you a private plane. You come on down to Florida. We'll have a great time.
I'm a jovial guy. I believe in happy endings. That's how I believe. How did our parlays go? How did I do in that? I get all of them wrong?
I don't know if you got all of them wrong.
Let's see. Wrong.
You had the under in the San Francisco Carolina.
Yeah, I got the Seattle line right, and then Houston. Where's the Houston game? I had to have gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
Where is that? Houston. Yeah, I lost that. So
yeah, Houston won by 3.
Got one right. What did you get right? You got Seattle. Did you get the over in Jackson? Yeah, and then Indy.
Only won by 2.
Oh, so you got 2 of the 3? I'm pretty good on the par.
2 of the 3. Okay. So, yeah, but Doesn't count. Doesn't count. 2 of the 3 ain't 3. So we'll get a parlay one of these days.
Someday. Someday we'll win a parlay, losing all the money. All right, first game up here. Houston at the Yegi Wars. Houston is in a 1.5-point favorite. That's right. It is in London. 46.5. Don't like London games. Do we have a line? Can we have a stat person? Can we make up a stat person? I want to know what the record of the London teams are right now, like against the spread and over-unders.
Okay. So you just want those London games.
Yeah, I want the London games because I carry a negative connotation to the London games with me. Like I always assume it's going to be drudgy and I don't want to take the over in those games because I think there's poor offense. So when I immediately look at this, I want to take the under and I want to take, I'm taking the under in Jacksonville regardless.
Yeah. And so I'm definitely taking Jacksonville too. And I think the reason why here is I think these teams are kind of even anyway. Deshaun Watson's had this eye thing. I think he's going to be fine. But it's, you're dealing with this weird eye injury, plus you're traveling to London and doing all of the interaction-y stuff. And Jacksonville's just used to that trek. They've done it a bunch of times. So, and I know that's kind of overstated and all that stuff, but I'm going to take Jacksonville in the under two. They're used to this weird travel. They're used to the harsh schedule of interacting with the fans in London and then playing the game. And it's 7:30 a.m., so I will see none of it. I won't see any of this game.
Well, yeah, I don't think you'll see 1 second of it. There's something I do love, though, about when I wake up and there's already results, like fantasy results sitting out there.
I hate it.
Oh, do you hate that? I like it.
I hate it.
Why?
I hate the 6:30 games. Like, it's 7:30 now because that's actually the day of daylight savings is Sunday. So I still got to get up at 8 to do the college football, but whatever. But the games, yeah, at least I'm not complaining about it like a loser.
At least it hasn't already happened.
Right, exactly. So I don't like waking up and seeing that I missed all of Leonard Fournette carrying 28 times for 1 million yards. Ooh, so,
or getting taken out of the game
or getting hurt. Right. Or DeAndre Hopkins, dying in the warmups. And I had no idea. So things like that. I don't like it when DeAndre Hopkins dies.
No.
So
no, who does? Who does, Bachman?
Not me.
No, so not this guy. Not at all. It's the Paul Rudd meme. Who would have thought? Not us. Not us. We don't like that.
You love that so much. Why do you love it so much?
I think it's just one of my dumb things. We all have things where we become stupid people. It's just one of my stupid people things. That's all that it is.
Mine is the stupid Gordon Ramsay commercial where the chick goes, use a cocktail stick.
100%.
I don't know why I laugh with my teeth out like an idiot every time she says that.
Every single time I see the Paul Rudd one, whether it's dumb zilches on the internet, whether it's really smart people, whether it's listeners, it doesn't matter. Every time I see it, it's so funny. Sean Doolittle.
Have you ever watched that show that the GIF is from, the Hot Ones or whatever?
I want to.
It's pretty funny. They just keep giving these people, the hotter hot sauce with every wing. After they'll ask a question, and then they'll eat the wing, and then they'll try to answer the question when their mouth is burning up.
Funny. That would be horrible for me if I was. If I was ever.
Oh yeah, you don't like mild wings. No, so it's just not a show you would do. You'd be like, I'm not doing.
I'd be interested in it, but I take one bite and I just scream and run. All right,
maybe it'd be the best episode.
Might be, yeah, exactly. Might be. It'd be a gift. That'd be probably a great gift. Some fat guy falling off a chair trying to get the hell out of there. Who'd have thought? Not us. Not
Washington
us.
At Buffalo. Buffalo 9.5-point favorite, and the under is a low 37.
37 in a row, and Buffalo 9.5. That's the highest line
Washington
of the week.
Is bad.
Yeah, they're bad. Not good. Dwayne Haskins.
Bad. Yeah, well, Keenum's still going. So,
Dwayne Haskins.
I mean, what are you going to set the over under for Haskins snaps at in this game?
A lot. Is the official run that Keenum is going to start? Because I feel I've seen him
starting. Keenum's starting.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. Third quarter. Who is the quarterback for the Redskins?
See, that's why I asked you the number of snaps. I still think it's Case Keenum.
Oh, really? So. And also, by the way, just pointing this out, on Thursday, Dwayne Haskins was taking first team reps in practice, Bogman.
Yeah, I know, but Bill Callahan said that if he's good to go, that Case Keenum will play. Now, he as of a couple days ago, I think he was still in concussion protocol. I haven't seen them announce that he's out of it. So maybe it's Haskins, but I think Case Keenum's going to get cleared. And
doesn't matter. Does not matter too much with Washington. So the question is does Washington put up enough of a fight? Because Buffalo's going to score 20-plus points in this game. So does Washington put up enough of a fight to get you on the over? And is Buffalo going to trounce Washington to a level that you're going to hit the line? What say you?
I think the line's too low. I think 37 is too low here. Cause I mean, this could be, you know, you get 35-3 and you get that line. So, I think this is more of a, you know, 30-17 type of a game. So I'm going to go Buffalo and the over. I think Buffalo rolls in this one.
What did you say? 30-17? Okay. Yeah. I think I'm in agreement with you overall. I kind of want to take Washington on the line, but I'm going to go Buffalo. I'm definitely going to go the over because I just don't
over's
buy
easier.
It.
Yeah, over's easier in this one because the line's just set a little too low. 37. I mean, the next lowest game is 39.
And so. Washington has some of its pieces. You know, I mean, Chris Thompson looks like we might be. I think Peterson and Thompson are a go, aren't they?
Right, and Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
I know he's going to get White, though, Tre'Davious White, so that might be difficult, but we'll see. I think there's enough points to go around here. Plus, if Haskins does have to play, he'll turn the ball over, and Buffalo will score on turnovers. So,
yeah.
They'll be set up with short fields and all that good stuff, too. So, I think this is easy Buffalo for me.
And so far, you and I on the same truck here. All right, Tennessee at Carolina. Carolina is a 3.5-point favorite. The over is set at 42.
Carolina, 4-point favorite.
There's the
fantasy. Doesn't this feel like a weird kind of trappy game? For like, this is the game that Tennessee wins, and you're like, what? Why? But I can't do it. I just don't like Tennessee. Tannehill has been playing better. I'm going to say Carolina, and I'm going to go the over in this one. They got embarrassed by your Niners last week. I think they're going to be pissed off and looking to hurt the one across from them, and that's Tennessee this week. I just don't know that Tennessee has enough on offense to make this an interesting game. So give me Carolina and the over.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel confident either way. Oh man, you know what, I'm gonna go Tennessee in the over. I was about to take the under, and I feel like I'm gonna regret that, but I'm gonna go Tennessee in the over just because I just don't have confidence in Kyle Allen as the quarterback, and I think their offense is reeling. Some holes were discovered in the defense from San Francisco, and I think Tennessee is going to try to run it down their throat with Derrick Henry, and Ryan Tannehill has shown a propensity to be able to pass more, so I think both defenses could play up. Christian McCaffrey continuously does his thing, but you know, you end up putting up, you know, is it ridiculous to think this is a, 22-21 type of a game, or, 24-23, like really, really close. And, or it could be 24-23 or 24-21. And,
I think
still
it was 28-21, something like that. I just think Christian McCaffrey is going to go apes in this game.
He can still do it, and Tennessee can win. I mean, he had 150
true.
Against San Francisco, and they got their asses stomped. So
there's a lot of garbage yards.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we'll see. I like Carolina playing pissed off, so I'm going to take them. Tennessee's been up and down this year, and I think this is a down. They're on the road. This is a down week.
I think this next game is tougher. You've got Chicago at Philly. Philly's a 5-point favorite. Over-under is 42.5. Miles Sanders looks like he's going to be a go for the game, so they've kind of got their healthy crew. DeSean Jackson looks like he's going to be back. And Chicago was offensively getting back on track, even though they ended up losing the game. This could be a defensive rout. This also could completely turn on themselves, and it could be an offensive front of guys like Alshon Jeffrey and Allen Robinson. So I don't have a great gauge on this game. What about you?
Yeah, I think you want to take the home team in this one because Chicago's been struggling so bad. And it's one of these things where I mentioned this before on the ITL Fantasy Football Pod, Welsh, where this is the Bears don't match up well, because if you pass well, you should smoke Philly. And we've seen plenty of teams do it. But Trubisky has been awful. So I can't sit here and tell you that Trubisky's going to break out of this slump because they're playing against Philly. They do replace a lot of pieces in Philly, though. God, I hate this game. All right, I'm going to take Chicago. And I'm going to take the under. I hate this game. I despise it.
Boy,
Chicago and the under for me.
I also hate this game, and I'm going to go the opposite. Oh, no, but Philly's by five. Do I want to do that?
Ugh.
I am going to go, nope. I'm going to go Philly in the under. I Philly hate this game, okay. too. I do hate this game. But touchdown win by Philly is not unreasonable, but the points scored, I think, is really, really difficult to gauge, just because these are also which team are we getting? You know, which one?
Just both these teams have been off. I think that's the thing. Philly has been off on defense and on offense, and Chicago's been really off on offense the entire year, and just recently they've been struggling on defense. So I think with both these teams off, I'm gonna take the points, and I'm gonna take the under because neither offense has been clicking on all cylinders. Yeah. So
next game up, big offensive game we expect on the Minnesota side. It is Minnesota at Kansas City. Minnesota is a 2.5 point road favorite. Over under is 48.5. Patrick Mahomes most likely doesn't go. There is still some question in it. So what do you think about this game? I mean, this is the Dalvin Cook offensive output game, but you said trap before. This one feels trappy to me.
Yeah, it does. But I think with no Mahomes, Matt Moore is not going to be as successful as he was against Green Bay in every game. So, look, I know, you know, our boy Casey Bubba likes him because he's a former Dolphin and all that stuff. And he started some games for them, and he's better than people give him credit for. But I'm going to go. So because of that, I will take the over, because I don't think the offense slows too much down for Kansas City. Obviously, it's a completely different animal with Patrick Mahomes in there, but it becomes kind of like a standard offense. It doesn't go to, you know, the Bears or anything. But I'm going to take Minnesota, and I'm going to take the under. Minnesota's been clicking on all cylinders as far as the passing game goes, so I think they can keep that up, and Dalvin Cook should have maybe a million rushing yards in this game. So Minnesota and the over for me.
I like Minnesota, but I'm going to go with the under on this one, because I think if you look at this game like it's standard and it's more of a standard offense, I think you're going to see early run establishment to start off. I think Kansas City at some point has to attempt to do this, and I think this might be a week that they try to do it. Minnesota, I think, is going to want to control the clock and control the ball. As much as you can keep the ball out of Kansas City's hands, it's important. So that's why Dalvin Cook and Madison should be flex eligible here. And Dalvin Cook should have an amazingly good game. But I think it's going to be a lot of ball control. And I think Kansas City, as long as they don't get from behind, they're going to attempt to do it. So I think you can have some early less scoring than you would expect first half type of points from these guys. And the second half, it could open up. But that's why I like the under, because I think it's possible we don't even get there. I think Minnesota could win by 10, and you could still not have a big offensive game. You could have a, you know, 21-10 type of game. Yeah, 21-10 type of game in Minnesota. You know, Dalvin Cook has two touchdowns. That's kind of where I glean with this game. If Patrick Mahomes were to play Boggs, do you think this line flips?
Kansas City in the over.
Do you think it flips to Kansas City by two?
Kansas City by five.
Really? I don't think it's that dramatic.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the league. He's a huge difference maker. It's like going from, you know, it's like going from Peyton Manning down to, you know, a backup quarterback. It's the same type of deal. So Patrick Mahomes with all those weapons, that's why I'm still taking the over, because there's still weapons for Matt Moore. There's still Kelsey. There's still Hill. There's still McCoy. You know, Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman have been good the last couple weeks here. So there's still opportunity. That's why I take the over. But Patrick Mahomes is just on a different level. So, and Minnesota's defense has been good. I don't know if it's been as good as advertised. So if Mahomes is playing, I mean, if banged up Mahomes is playing, it's probably Kansas City by two. But if he's 100% healthy, good to go, KC by five. Probably.
All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, we got a whole bunch more to hit. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Punch me right now, but you won't. Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League, right here on FAPSY. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, and patreon.com/ITLM. You can have fun with us. November is here, the beginning of the month. It is literally the best time to come and join over on Patreon, because you got a whole month ahead of you. You don't have to talk yourself into being like, well, I get only like half a month or whatever. And we got lots of comedy shows coming up in the month. We've got our comedy shows, at least two. We've got we have giveaways. We've got the live streams with Bogman, group me rooms. There's so much stuff. So if you guys want to support us, come and check it out and come have so much fun. And Casey Bubba coming up in the next hour. When does Casey... I was laughing the other day when... the Arizona Fall League ended, and I was kind of like sad. It ended last Saturday, and I was like, oh, me sad. And Casey responded where he had a thing like, well, Bogman's got to be like, hallelujah. I kind of felt that that was Casey being like, oh, Bogman's happy because now Welsh will be back into things. And it's like, nah, the Arizona Fall League had nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's all the other stuff. Like, I'm just sad now. It had nothing to do with, you know, my weirdness and having to escape out on a few things here and there. That had nothing to do with it. But Casey thought he was out, but when you do a good job, we don't let you go. We can't let you go yet.
That's right. When you're too good, yeah, people want you to stick around. And honestly,
gotta lower the bar, you know, buddy.
We were talking about it, and he said, you know, the first week after I'm done, you're going to lose Guillotine, because I always talk about my Guillotine team and how nervous I am to lose when I have KC on. And I said, well, okay. Guess who's going to week 16 now, buddy? Yeah. I mean, come on. Looks like you get an hour every single week, Casey. Let's go. Every week I'm alive in Guillotine. We're going to make him come back on. So I would, good luck, Charm.
Do you think there's a way to do a Guillotine in baseball?
Double elimination.
Like,
it has to be points, number one.
Okay.
And which you don't like, and I'm not the biggest fan of.
I love Guillotine now.
But then you do double elimination, so you have to be low score twice to get cut.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be enough weeks for everybody. Yeah. I mean, we can do it. I'm not sure if I love running it. Maybe we can find somebody else to run it during the season. But yeah,
figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I figure something out. I'll be out there. Casey Bubba's coming up. He's coming up in the next hour.
Guillotine.
And Bogman hopes to keep winning in Guillotine. So that's good stuff. All right, let's get back to the Lions here, because we got a whole bunch to get through before I get out of here. The Jets at Miami. Who cares? The Jets are favored by 3. The over-under is 42. Give me New York and the under.
New York and the under. I tell you what, man. This is it. This is the one that they screw up and don't get the first pick. Oh. Miami and the over in this game. Neither one of these teams likes to play defense. I think this is a get right for Sam Darnold. So I think the Jets can put a bunch of points on the board. But I think, you know, there's not many winnable games on the schedule for Miami. This is one of them, because the Jets are reeling and, you know, they seem to be clicking a little bit better with Ryan Fitzpatrick back there. So Dolphins in the over for me.
Are you going to put this on? Are you going to put this on your parlay?
No.
You don't, none? You don't feel good yet?
Maybe Minnesota. That's it.
Well, we'll figure that out when we get there. All right. Indy at your Pittsburgh Steelers. Indy's a 1-point road favorite. 42.5 is the over under. Are you pissed? Does that make you mad?
No.
Road favorite for the Colts against your Pittsburgh Steelers. That might be what
I don't like
James
seeing
Conner.
It, but I just think that, you hate to see it, the Welsh. But what do you think the line would be if Roethlisberger was playing?
Oh, it would probably be Steelers by 5.
Yeah, Steelers by 3.5, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, maybe so, I'm a little over dramatic.
They'd be the home favorite. So, and I know, you know, dude's coming back next year.
Where's Connor at?
Connor's banged up. Like, the thing with Connor is he's constantly banged up because he's touching the ball too much this year. So I don't know if at one point we're going to get the full breakdown, but he got hurt at the end of the game last week. I really hate the end of the game injuries. Same thing happened to Juju week one when they were down by 30 to the Patriots. You know, Juju got banged up with the toe injury and stuff, and it kind of lingered there for him for a little while. So, and Benny Snell out with a torn meniscus now. Jalen Samuels is questionable. So,
who the hell's going to play?
Mason Rudolph's going to play, baby. It's going to be a lot of slinging. So I'm going to take the Colts in this game. I think the Steelers are going to turn it a little bit predictable, and I'm going to go with the over because I do think that if they're throwing the ball, they're at least going to score a little bit, but I think they're going to be easily matched with turnovers and, you know, three and outs with little clock and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to take the Colts in the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I actually really like the over in this one. This might be a parlay play for me. Because I think either way, you know, there's going to have to be some offense scored for, you know, either team to take this. Indy has the edge, and I'm only getting a point, so that seems solid. So that's a pretty, like, easy pick for me, Indy and the over. All right, Detroit at Oakland. Oakland's a 2.5 point home favorite. Huge over, 50.5, second highest of the week. So where do you go with this one?
This one, I think, Detroit run game. Not so good. Trey Carson, Ty Johnson.
Who has a worse run game right now, the Steelers or the Lions? If the Steelers, and the Steelers might not have any running back.
Yeah, I would still give it to Rosie Nix. He'll run it. The line in Pittsburgh is at least still pretty good. So I'm going to take Detroit and the over. I think this is one of those classic Matt Stafford games where he's got to throw the ball a million times, and they're going to score a decent amount of touchdowns, especially if he gets in a rhythm and it's against the Raiders secondary that's still young and kind of growing and stuff. So Detroit in the over for me.
I am going to go with Oakland on this one. And I think I said this over on the ITL football pod. I think the Lions are going to struggle with their inability to run the ball whatsoever. Like, you know, when you had Kerryon Johnson, there was at least still a fear and there was an attempt for them to move the ball. They've got nothing right now. They're putting out literal scrubs. So I definitely like Oakland in this one. The over under is where I'm struggling a little bit, but I think because of that, Detroit's passing and Oakland keeps up or is, you know, taking the lead on that and Detroit's trying to keep up. I got to go with the over. So I'm going to go Oakland and the over. Tampa at Seattle. Seattle's a 6-point home favorite. This is the biggest line of the week. 52 bogs.
Man, this is a hard one to pick because you would think Seattle is a nice home favorite. It hasn't been as good as advertised, the 12th man and all that stuff in Seattle. So they've still been playing good. They're much better than Tampa Bay. I think Seattle is the easy take in this game with just the rate of turnovers that Jameis Winston has had recently. I think the Seahawks are the easy pick. I'm struggling with this over-under, though.
I agree. I'm going Seattle in the under.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under as well. I just think that's the highest over of the week, so I'm going to go against it. So Seattle in the under for me as well.
The thing that would bode well for the over is Tampa Bay's ability to stop the run, and if Tampa Bay were to get an early lead and then Seattle is trying to keep pace in the pass game, so I think this game could get really squirrely. I don't have confidence in this game. This isn't a game I would be parlaying whatsoever.
Worst run game, Tampa Bay or Detroit?
Detroit.
I think it's Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's is their inability to do it. They have talent. There's no play calling to figure out how to do it.
Have the talent and you still can't do it?
No, it's just bad offensive line, bad play calling, bad setup. They just completely go away from it. Detroit literally doesn't have any players and they just don't care. They're just like, we're done. We're good.
Next game, Gary made this comment on the IDP podcast. It's Cleveland at Denver. And he said, I don't even know who Brandon Allen is. And I said, well, he played quarterback at Arkansas. He goes, oh, well, now I know. So, and I thought that was hilarious. Gary's a funny dude. If you like, if you play IDP, you should check out the Individual Defensive Podcast. But I don't know, man. This one, Brandon Allen playing for Denver.
What are the lines? Give the lines.
Cleveland 3.5-point favorites on the road. They've been bad, and 39 is the over-under here. So I think Cleveland is the easy play because we just have no idea what type of quarterbacking we're going to get from Brandon Allen in this game. He could come out and make this competitive. You know, I don't think you can get much worse than what Joe Flacco was giving them. So
you can try.
You can try. That's for sure. But I don't know if you can get any worse than that. So I'll take Cleveland in this. I struggle with this because I just don't know what Denver is going to score. But because the over's so low, I'll take Cleveland and the over. Maybe this is a game where Cleveland can put up 5 touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
And after that, you're not asking for much from Denver.
That's where I'm at with this. I think Cleveland is going to do some mud stomping. And I think this is late touchdown stuff from Denver. Maybe you get a Philip Lindsay in there. Maybe there's even a defensive score. But this is, you know, this is a big Cleveland touchdown game. 3 or 4 offensive touchdowns. I don't know where they're going to come from. Probably 2 from Nick Chubb. Maybe 2 from Baker Mayfield. But this is Cleveland scoring. Denver trying to keep up a little bit. I'll go with Cleveland in the over. You've got Green Bay at the Clippers, the Chargers, the LA Chargers. Green Bay is a 3.5-point road favorite. 58.5 is your line.
48.5.
48.5. What'd I say?
58.5.
48.5. Yeah, 48.5.
I think Green Bay is rolling, so it's an easy Green Bay for me. Plus, I know they're playing in LA, but this will be a home field advantage for the Packers because they just can't get Chargers fans out in that stadium. There's just too many, you know, the tickets are too nice. Next year. I think next year is when it opens for both of them. Well, they're in that shared stadium with the Rams, that new giant.
Oh, I meant out place. Of L.A. Like when do they put the Chargers? Because no, the Raiders won't. Are going to Vegas, so the Chargers go to like Mexico?
No. The Chargers are a part of that big ass stadium. So they just help pay for it. They're not going anywhere.
I just don't even believe it.
I think you'll get Chargers fans once you get in that new stadium. But maybe not. I mean, look, the San Diego people are all off board. You know, they kind of thought they were going to get the San Diego fans, and they just didn't. You know, people from San Diego just don't care anymore. They're like, we'll be Padres fans. They're about to be good. So I'm going to take Green Bay, and I'm going to go with the over in this because Green Bay, you know, the Fleur system looked kind of shaky to start the year. But it is clicking on all cylinders now, and that's with Devontae Adams out. So Devontae Adams questionable in this game. I can't imagine that he plays. I think he's probably not going to play again with his turf toe stuff. And I don't know that they necessarily need him to win this game. So Green Bay and the over for me, fairly easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. Green Bay is definitely rolling. I think the Chargers are going to have the ability to score some points. So the over is actually a pretty easy one for me. I like Mike Williams in this game. I'm really hoping to see a big dose of Gordon Eckler. I think that'll make a difference. And Green
New
Bay
play calling for the Chargers too. They fired Ken Wisenhunt, so we'll see what that does as far as the individual players go.
Yeah,
so.
And I think this might be a parlay play on the over for me. Green Bay and the Chargers, and I like Green Bay as well. New England at Baltimore. New England's 3.5-point favorite. 45.5 is your line. Lamar Jackson is always the biggest question with this game. Do people want to play him? New England seems to be getting kind of a fair roll here. I feel like Lamar Jackson and his performance is what keeps this from being New England by 6 or something. But what do you think?
I think this is the easiest game of the week to pick. I'm taking the Patriots against the Ravens. Look, Lamar Jackson has looked good, but he hasn't faced a defense like New England yet. So, and New England, to be fair, hasn't faced an offense like Baltimore or Lamar Jackson yet. So this one is one of the easier ones of the week to me. I'm going to take the Patriots and the under until I see, and the Patriots are just easy and I'm going to put them in the parlay too. Until someone shows me something different where they can compete against the Pats, I'm just going to take the Pats every single week. It's not really close.
Yeah. The over-under is my struggle. I'm taking New England, but I'm going to go with the over on this because I think Baltimore can make it tricky, but this still can be, I can get 28-20 on this, and I cover all my bases.
More rushing yards, Sony Michel or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
I think Lamar Jackson's going to be big. I think he's going to have to run.
Well, then why aren't you going with Baltimore?
Well, because I don't think they're going to win. I think it could be 28-20.
So you just think this is a...
I think this is Lamar Jackson, 125 rushes on 17 carries with one big touchdown to Marquise Goodwin type of game. So they're going to score some points.
Marquise Brown. Marquise Goodwin plays for your team.
He doesn't even play for my team. He doesn't even play for the Marquise Brown. I mean, Hollywood Brown. All right, last
Hollywood.
One. Last one in the parlay. Dallas at the Giants. Dallas is a 7-point road favorite. Over is 48. Actually seems a little high. They think Dallas is going to score 45 of those points?
Well, look, Danny Dimes threw 4 touchdowns last week. So I think that's what it is. I'm going to take Dallas. Man, 48's tough. I kind of want to take the over in this one. Yeah, I'm going to take the over. I think one way or the other, this game's going over, whether it's a bunch of turnovers from the Giants setting up short fields for Dallas so they score a ton of points, or they have explosive plays, or if this plays a little bit closer and, you know, shouldn't be Dallas by a full touchdown and the Giants beat that spread, I think that would make the game go over as well. So I'm going to take Dallas in the over in this one.
I'm going to go Dallas, but I'm going to take the under because I think this is I know that Daniel Jones has been making the Giants look better and they've been a little bit more effective and Saquon back is just fantastic for the offense. But this is one of those, like, this is a steamroll game to me where there's a lot of confidence in the Giants. You know, we're getting kind of a higher over, but it's a little telling to me that Dallas is still a 7-point road favorite, still a 7-point road favorite. I think Dallas is going to come in and they're going to put it to them. So I like Dallas, but I also like the under because I don't think New York is going to be that effective. So let's play our parlay game, Bogman. Looks like you have already made your first pick on the parlay.
Yeah, I'm going to take. I just don't think the Raiders are going to be able to keep pace with Detroit, especially. To be honest, I feel like the offense for Detroit might be better if it's all passing. So I'm going to take Detroit plus the 2 points. I know they're on the road. But it should be a very, very high-scoring game. So give me Detroit plus 2.
All right. I am going to go with, I kind of just a minute ago had like all of mine in my head and I lost them. I'm going to go, first one is going to be Green Bay over. So I'm going to take the over 48.5 on the Chargers-Green Bay game. That's going to be my lock because I think there's just a lot of offensive points scored here. What's your number two?
I mean, I just don't know what to expect from Brandon Allen in Denver. So I'm going to take the Browns minus 3.5. They're playing pissed off. We saw Baker Mayfield walk out of an interview. He's got to be feeling dangerous, right? So how funny is it to see them struggle so much and then just see all of those commercials with Baker Mayfield?
It's pretty fantastic.
I love it. But I think the Browns roll in this one. Give me Cleveland minus 3.5 as the second part of my parlay.
My number two, I'm with you. I'm going to go with New England on this. I'm going to go New England 3.5. You know, I think it's just hard to bet against them at this point, and that's just a really nice line. So favorably, 3.5, New England is going to be my number two.
Samesies for my third one. Patriots minus 3.5. Until otherwise, I'm just going to keep taking the Patriots.
My last one is I'm actually going to go with the over in the Pittsburgh Indy game, 42.5. I really like that. I'm a better over-under player. So give me an easy New England team with two over-unders with, not that Pittsburgh and Indy's great offenses, but these are going to be more pass-heavy offenses. Indy might try to establish the run, but Pittsburgh does a decent job of stopping the run. So I'm going to go with that. So I've got the Green Bay Pittsburgh over, New England by 3.5. You have got the Detroit plus 2, Cleveland by 3.5, and New England by 3.5. Those are our parlays. That was all of me, because there's one more hour, though, so don't you go anywhere. It's Casey, Bubba, and Bogman for hour 3. I am out of here for now. See you guys next week, but don't you go anywhere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.